Welcome to the Stratford Culletons True Champions. I'm your host, Henry Hatterline. Tonight on the program, we are going to reintroduce ourselves to one of the Culletons' greatest hockey heroes of all time. But first, we're going to take a look back at the Culletons' missed opportunity to become the only Junior B team to win three straight titles. Following their championship in 1977-78, it would be 7 years until the Culletons would hoist the Sutherland Cup again. They did, however, come very close to winning a third straight championship the following year.
They had an excellent chance to win a third consecutive Sutherland Cup, or Ontario Junior B Championship, which had never been done before, but they ran into injuries.
They had a lot of good talent on that particular team. Yeah, I remember Jim Benn. I think that was the year he got hurt. He got a serious injury, and it was a bad blow that particular year. Danny Forgette was another one who broke his ankle in a semifinal series against Elmira in league play, and they were costly injuries because they were two key players.
Another interesting twist happening that particular season was a non-broadcast game, the final game of the Culleton season from Windsor.
Ontario semifinal series against Windsor was being played in a community rink, I think it was called Riverside or something like that, not the main arena down in Windsor. And we lost our telephone connection halfway through the broadcast. We didn't realize it. People back at the station are frantically trying to reach us, but unfortunately, as a community rink, the only way you could connect with this building was going through City Hall. And this was a Saturday night hockey game, so City Hall was closed. Nobody reached us. We did the whole broadcast for nothing, and that was the night that Stratford eventually lost out. Windsor went on to the Ontario Championship. Stratford took the long bus ride home, and we didn't realize till we got back to Stratford that nobody knew about it back there.
The following year, the Culletons would lose out in the league finals to the Waterloo Siskins, followed by a trip to the OHA finals in 80-81 and the OHA semifinals in 81-82. Then in 1982-83, it was a very special year for the Culletons. It was the first year that American imports would begin playing for Stratford. As it turned out, Culleton fans would witness one of their greatest hockey heroes of all time. We're talking about none other than Eddie Olchuk. Here's former Culleton manager Dennis Flanagan Sr. telling us how he managed to find Eddie Olchuk.
I was scouting over in Detroit, and I was scouting the midget teams there, and Lafontaine and Iafredi and Turcotte were playing midget hockey then, and I was planning to scout them also. But I can always remember asking Charlie Hort, the midget championship was held in New Hampshire that year, and I mentioned to Charlie, I said, well, I guess Detroit sees one of the All-American Midget Championship. He said, no, they didn't. I was very surprised, and I said, who did? And he said, Chicago. I said, my God, I said, I saw that midget team play. That was the best team I saw play in Detroit.
Right.
And I said, what does Chicago have? Well, he said, they have this boy by the name of Ed Olchuk. I said, Olchuk? I said, how do you spell that? So he spelled it out for me at the time. But he said, when I get back to the back home, he said, I'll send you all the data on Olchuk. And we started then, right then. That was in late March, right then, to contact Olchuk and try to get him to come to Stratford. And I think I called him damn near every day from then until July, to when he decided to come to Stratford, because there's Henry Card and Tron and St. Michael's, and a lot of teams were, you know, one of them.
Stratford Beacon Herald sports editor John Kastner talks about Eddie Olchuk.
Well, I think the biggest thing that Olchuk did is he was maybe the first real marquee player that was here, a player that people went to the rink exclusively to watch Ed Olchuk. I remember that his first year here, they played Waterloo in the season opener, and I think he had 7 points in that game against Waterloo as a 16-year-old. I mean, there's been better players here, people that have had that have put up better statistics. I think the most amazing thing about Olchuk, when I reflect back on what he did here in 1 year, is he left an indelible mark on the franchise, for one thing. He was one of those people who not only won Rookie of the Year, but he also won scoring title and the MVP trophies in the same year, which is pretty much unheard of. And secondly, he established an OHA scoring record of 142 points, which has since been eclipsed twice. But the thing is that one has to remember he did it as a 16-year-old in a league where people are eligible to play until they're 21. So that's, I think, the most significant thing. The thing is that his contribution went quite a bit beyond statistics, which sometimes gets overlooked. You know, he continues to promote this team in this franchise. You know, whenever he's on Hockey Night in Canada or interviewed anywhere, he inevitably mentions Stratford and says hello to people. And he also is the sort of player that the Culletons have always prided themselves as being the sort of ambassador they want. You know, clean-cut, personable kid, you know, who spoke in complete sentences, was very polite, and, you know, was a great ambassador of the hockey team.
Join us next time on the program as we'll continue our profile on Eddie Olchuk, and we'll also take a look back at one of the most exciting and unbelievable playoff games in Culleton hockey history. I'm Henry Hatterlein saying thank you for listening to the Stratford Culletons True Champions.